And away we go. We are back after the repeats here on WWGH Radio. Oh my goodness, is the mic going to work properly? Okay, I think we've got the mic working properly. We are back after the repeats. 4 days I've been gone. Friday, we did some changing around the studio. We did some rewiring. So Friday morning, you probably heard some nice, easy listening music here on the station. And, of course, Saturday and Sunday, we were off for the weekend. And then as we do each and every year, we take off Labor Day. So yesterday we were not here. But we're back Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2019, live 14 minutes after the hour. And if the mic holds up, we might be here. Now, this is kind of interesting. It'll be kind of an interesting morning because one of the things we did last week, and I'm not sure, okay, maybe we can get this mic working the way we want it to work here. Okay, let's see. You know, mics are very touchy things, and on a live radio broadcast, you get this sometimes. Okay, there we go. I think we've got it fixed. Now, the interesting thing is, on Friday, we did some rewiring around the studio, so I think we're working this morning because this is the first broadcast that we have done since we did the rewiring. So I hope you can hear us out there in Radio Land, and I hope you're enjoying this live broadcast. So you might have to be my friend this morning out there in Radio Land and let me know that you can hear me okay, that things sound okay, that there's no echo, that I'm coming through okay. And we might have to test the phone lines as well because we rewired everything last Friday, which is why we were not on the air Friday live. So I hope we're sounding okay. I hope the phones will work okay. I hope there's no glitches in the system that we have set up, but you never know. So here we go, back on a Tuesday. But I hope I'm coming through loud and clear. If there's somebody out there listening right now who wants to let me know if we're coming through loud and clear, give me a buzz here, and maybe I'll be able to hear you if the phone lines are working properly. If we've got a problem with the phone lines, that could turn into much more of a serious issue. 740-383-9944. But I was smart this morning in a sense that I did not book any guests this morning for our return show. Number one, because we had so many guests last week. Great guests, but we did not have a chance to do any kind of a trivia contest or really chat on the phone lines, which I like to do because we had a guest every morning last week. Oh, the phone lines are lighting up. So half the battle is won. Now, can you hear me and can I hear you will be the question. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. Can you hear me okay out there?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
How are you guys?
Good, and you can hear...
You're coming in good.
And you can hear me through the phone okay?
Right.
No echo or anything?
Nothing to the phone or on the radio.
Well, I appreciate it. Did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
It was good.
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 Well, hey, I thank you for... Go ahead.
You're real good.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Well, now that makes me feel a lot better because now the phone seemed to be working properly. Bob could hear me out there and I could hear him just loud and clear. And apparently I'm coming over the air okay, so that's all you really need to make this show work. Now, 17 minutes past the hour, as I said, we're not going to have any guests this morning. We're just going to have some fun. 740-383-9944. Now that I know we're firing on all gears, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Did you miss our 4-day absence? Isn't it weird how things fall? You know, it just so happens last Friday we did this rewiring, and I never thought about the fact that we also would not be on Monday because of Labor Day. Because we really don't take too many days off here at the station through the course of the year. We take off New Year's Day, if that's during the week. We take off, we really don't have a day after New Year's off until Memorial Day. We take off Memorial Day. We take off the 4th of July, if it falls during the week. We take off Labor Day. And then I don't think we take off, and we take off Thanksgiving. The next day we'll take off will be Thanksgiving, but we're back on that Friday. And then we take off Christmas if it's during the week, and we take off New Year's if it's during the week. But we're here on Christmas and New Year's Eve, so there you go. And away we go. Did anybody have a great Labor Day? Do anything fun? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Now, it's kind of interesting because I made a post on Facebook yesterday. I made two posts on Facebook. I want to talk about them both. Yeah. I guess Facebook becomes your outlet when you are not doing a radio show to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I want to talk about both these things. I guess when the radio career dries up, you can find me on Facebook, and that's where I'll be with all my thoughts. One of the thoughts was, you know, I think in recent years, everybody knows what Memorial Day is about, and I certainly think everybody knows what the 4th of July is about. But I don't know if anybody knows what Labor Day is about, except for the fact that it's a three-day weekend, and a lot of people call it the unofficial end to summer. I don't know. I didn't want to go out and ask people because I think that sounds kind of bad when you go out and ask people, well, do you know what Labor Day means? I don't want to do that. But truthfully, listeners, do you know what Labor Day is really all about? Because it's fascinating. All the news shows yesterday and all the celebrations of Labor Day and all the mentions of Labor Day on the internet and television and newspapers, I really saw no mention of what Labor Day was really founded for. And that's kind of strange to me, because we always mention what Memorial Day is founded for. We always mention what 4th of July is founded for. And I think everybody knows Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's Day and all these other things that go on. Certainly Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But I don't know about Labor Day. Easter, everybody knows about Easter and Good Friday. I just don't know if people really know what Labor Day is a celebration of. And that's kind of strange to me because everybody gets the day off. It's a federal holiday. The banks close. The schools close. A lot of things close. We closed yesterday. But people, I don't think, get what Labor Day is all about. Now, this is a two-part question to you, the listeners out there in the audience. Do you know what Labor Day is about? And if you do, why do you think that people have lost that holiday? Why do people not know what that holiday is all about? And that was my post on Facebook yesterday. Does anybody have any ideas on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we can discuss that. But I just found it so interesting on Sunday and into Monday that there was hardly any talk at all. Everybody talked about it being Labor Day. And people talked about it being the unofficial end of summer, but why it gets lost in the shuffle, I am not really sure. Let's see here if we can get the call on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Talk about Labor Day.
Yeah.
In yesterday's paper, and the lifestyles, on the front page, it has about Labor Day.
Oh, so
the first Monday of September honors American workers.
That's right.
On the front page of Lifestyle yesterday.
So the newspaper did do an article on it.
Yeah, and then on, let me get the other part. Then on page, I'm sorry, I have a glasses on. Inside, they have Labor Day. It tells you when it started, who celebrated it, and everything.
Well, that's good. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's not Labor Day a celebration of union and what they have
right,
going
on. Yeah, American workers.
Yeah, American workers.
Union, unions, get them started, and it was to celebrate the American workers.
Right, right. Well, hey, I'm glad to hear that the newspaper did that.
Yeah, they have it's nice also, it starts back in the 1800s.
Back in the
1800s. All the way through, he's got a couple pictures about a strike at the Pullman car company. It's interesting.
Yeah.
If you could have got yesterday's paper.
Well, I'm glad that the newspaper was able to do that. Hey, thanks for giving us a call.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad the newspaper did do an article on it. At this point, I do not get the newspaper at home anymore, so I did not see that article, but I'm glad to hear that the newspaper did do an article on Labor Day. Now, it's my understanding from the things I've read over the years that Labor Day, the meaning behind it, really is a celebration about unions and the celebration of American workers. And essentially what people went through to get the things that we have today. You know, it's always funny to me to think about the fact that most people work an 8-hour day and most people work a 40-hour week. And we always wonder, well, where did those numbers come from? Or maybe they don't wonder. I wonder about stuff like that, but I don't know if most people wonder about stuff like that. But the reason we have an 8-hour work day and the reason we have a 40-hour work week is because people lost their lives picketing and going out on strike for this. Union workers. I believe the Haymarket strike in, I believe it was Chicago, was fairly awful. People were killed. But this was to get the 8-hour work day. This was to get the 40-hour work week. Now, that's my understanding of what Labor Day is all about. Now, does anybody have any other meaning as to what Labor Day is all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or did you see Labor Day, the talk of what Labor Day is all about, celebrated anywhere else? So glad to hear that the local newspaper is still doing things like that, because I believe that's a very important thing to do. And I believe celebrating the American worker is a very important thing to do, although for some reason I do think it gets lost in the shuffle on Labor Day, and I'm not really sure why that happens. Because if we didn't have the American worker who goes out and does amazing jobs every day, we would really be in a pickle in this country. Tremendous pickle. You know what else is interesting to me? The CBS Sunday Morning Show. I don't know how many of you watch the CBS Sunday Morning Show. I think it's on like 9 a.m. to 10:30 on Sunday mornings. Now, they talked a little bit about Labor Day this past Sunday. Now, I don't know. I can't say because I didn't watch the whole show. So I don't know if they did anything on the real meaning of Labor Day. That's a show that is usually pretty good about doing things like that. But one of the segments that they did, I thought was kind of interesting for that particular show, because usually there's not a lot of fluff in that show I guess that's what people would call it on other shows, fluffy news. And one of the segments they did in celebration on Labor Day on that CBS Sunday Morning Show was they had Dolly Parton on. Did anybody else see this segment? They had Dolly Parton on. Now, why would you have Dolly Parton on to celebrate Labor Day? You know what? I might leave that out there for you. Now, that's not a trivia question. We haven't gotten to those yet. But can anybody wonder why the CBS Sunday Morning Show with Jane Pauley, I believe, is the host now, used to be hosted by Charles Kuralt and Charles Osgood. But the CBS Sunday Morning Show with Jane Pauley, can anybody guess why you would have Dolly Parton on the Sunday before Labor Day? Why she would be a guest that you would have on? I thought it was kind of a creative idea when I saw the segment, which I did watch last night. Saw it on YouTube, I believe it was. But why would you have Dolly Parton on in a discussion of Labor Day, the Sunday before Labor Day? What would be the reasoning behind that? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. But that's one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning, was Labor Day and what we had just went through. And do people really get the meaning behind it? And do they celebrate it in that particular way? I also wonder, in a funny way, how many people yesterday paid tribute to the American worker? And what would be a good way to pay tribute to the American worker. I wonder about that. Is there a good way to do that? Go ahead, caller.
Scotto.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Are we coming through loud and clear this morning? That's
yes, you are, and I'm in my automobile with my,
All right.
I have a phone. Why didn't you tell me McDonald's was down to one lane? Now you're...
I know. Isn't that the scourge of life?
Well, here's the thing. I got in line, and I thought, oh, boy, here we go. And they were faster when they had one lane than they were with two.
Well, you know what I think it is there? I think that when they get down to one lane, they realize that if they let traffic back up, they're going to go out into the street there. They're going to go out into the part where people pull in, and people are not going to like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, but I do.
It worked. A 9 to 5.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a unique thing. That's why Dolly, did you see the segment?
No, I didn't, but when you said that, I thought, well, Dolly did 9 to 5, so that had to be it, right? I mean...
Yeah, you know, I found that very interesting because I had never, I guess, equated the two, the 9 to 5 movie and the 9 to 5 song, with Labor Day. And I thought it was a neat way to do it because do you think most people get what Labor Day is about?
Well, to me, it's like I know what Memorial Day is about, you know, and we do decorate graves in honor, you know, that. And the 4th of July, yeah, I really know what that's about. But I always thought Labor Day was just when you stayed home for 3 or 4 days in a row and you really didn't do anything, but you knew it was almost fall.
Well, yeah, and I think really that's what it has become. I think it's become an unofficial end of summer. I think it has become a 3-day weekend for a lot of people. And it was just strange to me that the television news and I think most newspapers across the country and even internet, I did not see one article on why we are off today, why this is a federal holiday.
And, you know, it's quite an extended holiday, really, because I think there's some people maybe are off on Friday as well. But, yeah, it just seems like it's one of those holidays. To me, it signifies, well, that everybody's back to school. All the parks and everything will close because it's Labor Day. And beyond that, I can't really associate it with something very patriotic or, you know, that. It's just a day off.
Well, you know, here's what I think. My theory on this is, and I don't know if I've ever shared this theory on air or even on the internet, but my theory on this whole thing is because it was so closely associated with labor unions and getting the 8-hour workday and getting the 40-hour work week, when labor unions started to get a little bit of a bad name because of the Teamsters and the strikes that were going on and the reasons that people were striking. And a lot of people were turning against unions. Not everybody, but quite a few people. I think that they stopped associating the day with that because it's not, I guess as they would say, a flowery thing to celebrate as time went on.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened. But I tell you, the McDonald's, I didn't even go to where the drive-thru is. I about said it there. I think people got what I was saying. But yeah, I didn't even go there this morning because the line was so long. But it would have moved fast.
It really did. Even though I got shortchanged and I had to get my money back the next window, but that's okay.
You know, I've had not that I'm talking about big change because I just usually get a drink when I go there, but when I go through, I've done that sometimes where I've given them, because I think the drink is $1.07, so I'll give them like $1.27, and then then they won't give me anything back.
And they say thank you.
They say thank you and move right along. So I don't really know what that is, and sometimes I just let it go because I think to sit there and argue about it, they might have to recount the drawer or something. I don't want to do
that. And then at the end of the month, you collect your dollar and you go. Yeah, at the end of the week, you collect your dollar and say, now I'm all squared up and ready for next week.
That's right. You pass go and keep on going.
There you go. Well, but you're coming in loud and clear.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Glad to hear that we're coming through loud and clear. You know, one of the things I was worried about, because anytime you deal with audio equipment, you don't know if you're going to have an echo. you don't know if you're going to have what they call overmodulation. If you're sounding too... Overmodulation is kind of a hard thing to describe. I guess you're sounding overproduced, that you're really coming through and it even kind of sounds distorted in some ways. So I'm glad to hear we're coming through loud and clear. But yeah, that's why Dolly Parton was on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, because of the 9 to 5 movie and the fact that she sang 9 to 5. And I guess Dolly Parton has continued to sing 9 to 5 all these many years later. But I'll tell you something interesting. I think they said Dolly Parton was 73 years old, and they had her on the program. And you know, Dolly Parton doesn't deny that she's had plastic surgery or anything like that, and good for her if that's what she wants to do. But that's the first time I've ever seen Dolly Parton and thought she was starting to look a little older. And there's nothing wrong with looking older. I think some people don't look older at all. They look just fine. But I think when people get a lot of plastic surgery, I think when you get to a certain age, there's just things that start to happen. And unfortunately, I think they're starting to happen to Dolly Parton. But she can still sing. She can still write songs. She can still go out and perform. People still want to see her. And one of the things I learned from this interview that she did I saw it yesterday on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, is she's going to be doing another 9 to 5 movie. Now, can you believe that? How many years ago did that movie come out? It's got to be close to 40 years ago. That the movie with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Dabney Coleman, 9 to 5, came out. And I guess they're going to do a sequel. Now, I don't know how this sequel's going to happen. I mean, they're all still alive, I guess, at this point. But that would be very difficult 40 years later to come back and do a 9 to 5 sequel, because I think Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are probably 80, maybe a little over, or pretty close to it. And I think Dolly Parton's in her early 70s, as they said on the Sunday Morning Show. And Dabney Coleman, I think, is well into his 80s. And those were the main characters in that particular movie. So would anybody be excited to see a new 9 to 5 movie 40 years later? With Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda and Dabney Coleman and the whole bunch. Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and Dabney Coleman. Could be interesting, you know, to have. I don't think there's ever been a movie, and correct me if I'm wrong, between the time that the original movie aired and the sequel aired that spanned 40 years. I think that's probably going to be some kind of a record. And an interesting record at that to have. Interesting stuff. Hopefully a lot of people go out and see it. I wonder if the people who saw the original movie will go to it for nostalgia. And I wonder if that's one of those cult movies that people still like to see. So you'll be able to get the kids out there, even though they probably were not alive when that movie was filmed. Who knows? I guess we'll see what happens as time goes on. 740-383-9944. Now, that was one of the topics I wanted to cover this morning. Now, my other Facebook post was a little more homey here in Marion, I guess. You know, here's the thing. There's been a lot of talk about the Popcorn Festival this week, and obviously the Popcorn Festival will come this coming weekend. And I have just seen a lot of people being very negative. And I want to preface this by saying, I think having an opinion and being negative are two different things. People can have an opinion on anything, and I think opinions should be welcomed. I think when people try to silence opinions, that makes things worse, because then the people want to get out and give their opinion even more because they feel like they've been silenced. So I'm not talking about opinions, but I have seen so many Facebook posts and talk in general just kind of downing the Popcorn Festival this year. And I'm not really sure why that is. I don't know what's happened this year. that has caused this kind of an outrage that I have not seen in the previous, I think, 38 popcorn festivals. It's a different type of a thing that has seemingly made people very angry. And, the people who are a part of the Popcorn Festival, as near as I can tell, are all volunteers. I don't think anybody's paid who's involved with the Popcorn Festival. And I believe there is a new group in charge this year. And I think maybe they're just trying to find their way. And I think that, I would think being a part of the Popcorn Festival planning committee or the board or whatever they would like to call it would be a very tough job, because they are trying to give something away for nothing. I mean, it is completely plausible that you could go to the parade, which is free. You could go to the main stage entertainment any of the three nights, never have to pay a dime, it's all free. You could go to any of the showcase stages, they're free. If you didn't get any food or buy any souvenirs, there's no admission to get into the Popcorn Festival. The whole thing, essentially, is free. The only thing you're paying for at the Popcorn Festival is your food, and if you got some kind of souvenir, which you don't have to do. And you can still partake in a lot of the festival. You can partake in the parade. You can partake in the entertainment. You can partake in the local entertainment on the showcase stages, the national entertainment on the main stages, and never have to pay a dime out of your pocket. And I don't know why this has brought out some anger in people this year. Now, I do understand that maybe there has not been the publicity that there has been in past years, but that could be because there's a new group of people in charge, and, you know, sometimes that happens when you hand off from one group to another. But has anybody else heard this criticism, and does anybody else know why it exists to this great extent this year? Because I'm not sure that it really should. I mean, it hasn't even happened yet. I know there is a new parade route. That's a big change. But, I think we should wait and see what happens. Let's see what the new parade route is like. Let's see what the restrictions that were put on the parade do to it. Let's see if it's any better or worse in people's opinion. Let's see what the main stage entertainment's like. Let's see what the midway is like. Let's wait and see how it actually turns out before we get so angry about the changes that have been made. And then if you don't like something, I think you're perfectly well within your right to complain about it. But complaining before it happens, I'm not really sure if that's the best thing to do. And I guess we'll find out about the publicity when the Popcorn Festival happens. I guess if nobody shows up, then the publicity was a big deal. But if they draw as many people as they normally draw, well, then maybe the publicity was not a big deal. I don't know. What do you think about this? Is this just me? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think there has been a lot of unnecessary criticism of the Popcorn Festival? I know that this is such an important event for people. It's really, aside from the Christmas parade, it's really the only big parade we have every year. So it's a very interesting thing, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. It's sounding loud and clear.
Good. No echo? No overmodulation?
Nope. No echo. No modulation. It sounds really good in the new studio.
Okay. And how's the calls coming through?
Good. You got the last caller sounded really, really great.
All right.
Yeah. I just want to throw my opinion on this Popcorn Festival.
I thought you might.
Yeah, I can understand people's frustration on it. I think what it is, what they probably need to do is that they raise the fee up to $40 to get into an hour parade. That's kind of steep. Maybe they should put, like, on their website or maybe announcements or something. This is going to be going towards better entertainment. Or make the popcorn better, or something. That way people know. I was thinking about this last night as we had a little conversation. maybe people will, like, put on their website, like I said, or announcements or something to let them know why they raised the fee. Due to, you know, we want to bring in better entertainment, make the popcorn festival better, stuff like that. Maybe that would calm people down a little bit. Because, you know, we do want better entertainment. This year's entertainment, I really don't know who any of those people are. I ain't saying a lot of people don't know who they are. People probably do, but personally, I don't. But again, if we can raise money to bring in better entertainment, maybe that'll settle people down.
Well, I think it's interesting because I was reading this morning because I did a Facebook post on this yesterday, and one of the conversations that was on my post this morning was between two people, and I won't say who they are. People can go to Facebook and read it. But one of the people said they've been raising the cost of the popcorn parade since 2004, and people did not complain like this. So I don't know what is in particular this year that has caused such a great outpouring.
I don't know if it's because they see the $40 mark, and that's I don't know. I guess being $40 for an hour parade, you know, because they still got to have pay for their gas, right? You know, because their cars are always running throughout the whole parade, stopping and going. So that's kind of cheap if you stop and think about it, because by the time they run their gas and all that, and especially if they have cars or trucks or semis and stuff like that, that's a little cheap on once you have to pay the $50 in. So you're probably looking at just for an hour parade, you know, a lot of people probably $60-$70 just for one day. If the Mary Popcorn Festival board is listening, if they would just put something on their website or something, we're raising the money so we can bring in better entertainment, make the popcorn festival better. Definitely probably bring in some more popcorn because it is a popcorn. Because few years, I have not seen popcorn. They need popcorn because it's called a popcorn festival. So Varian needs to be working on that. We need to bring a popcorn place back. I mean, I know we have the Wine Dot Popcorn, but I don't know if Wine Dot Popcorn ever sponsors it or not, but maybe they do. I don't know.
Well, what I don't understand, though, is, and you know, I think it would be nice if everything could be free, but, you know, I was thinking about the fair last night. Now, the fair has a fee to get in the fair, and that's how the fair makes a lot of their money, is that you have a fee to get in the fair, and there's also a fee if you want to be a merchant. You have to pay that fee to set up on the Midway or in the Coliseum. And the Popcorn Festival does not charge you to enter. Like I was saying earlier on, you could go down to the Popcorn Festival, you could watch the entertainment on any stage, you could watch the parade, you could walk up and down the Midway and see everything that's going on, and if you didn't buy any food, you'd never have to pay a dime. There is no event in Marion like that. You couldn't do that at the fair. You could not get into the fairgrounds without paying a fee to get in. You could not do that anywhere else. And I think, I just don't know if we're looking at the positives of the Popcorn Festival as opposed to, because it does seem to be all about the parade price. And I just think, well, if you don't want to pay the $40, don't be in the parade.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you on that. I mean, again, I believe the merchants have to pay to get in the popcorn festival. So whatever the... Well, I see what you're saying. You know, if you don't buy the candy apple or whatever they sell, candy apple, pizza, whatever, elephant ears, if you don't buy it, but that's not hurting the popcorn festival, that's hurting the vendor. Again, the vendor has to pay to get in there. So if you're a vendor, you're still going to pay for that spot.
Right, but what I don't understand is, you know, right. I mean, I think we should support the vendors, but I think we also should support the Popcorn Festival. And to my knowledge, this is one of their revenue sources is the parade, because they don't charge admission.
Oh, absolutely. And I just think the problem is if people would will put on there why they raise it every year to let people know why they do it. It's why it's probably chances are, is my guess, I could be wrong, is try to bring in better entertainment. Because the entertainment is expensive. You know, sometimes I believe some of the entertainment, they charge $20,000 just because. I don't know, I imagine they probably get a good deal with some of them. But some entertainment costs a lot of money just to bring them in, just have them perform on the main stage. But if somebody on the board or whatever will advertise, hey, why are you raising the money every year or raising the cost of the popcorn parade, I think that people will understand why they do it. But nobody tells you why they're doing it.
Well, I don't know. The people who are calling, because my guess is the people who are complaining, because I don't know how else this would be known, the people who are complaining seem to be the people who are trying to get into the parade, who are calling in and saying, I don't want to pay the $40 or I don't want to be in the parade. Well, if you want to be in the parade and you've called and they've told you it's $40, I mean, and you don't want to pay that, wouldn't you ask them why it's $40?
You would think, I don't know. Maybe they did, and I don't know what kind of answer.
I mean, I would think if I went to a restaurant today and a hamburger has always been $1, and I go through and all of a sudden it's $5, I would probably say, why is it $5 now? But nobody is saying that answer to what the... I'm sure the Popcorn Festival is telling them why it's $40, especially if they're complaining.
Right, and for the other consumers, why don't they, if they're getting that many complaints or whatever, why don't they put that on their website? I mean, that's what the website's all about. Put that underneath the website, because I went on the website last night. I didn't see that anyway. It says $40. Maybe underneath where it says $40, raising money to have better entertainment, make the Popcorn Festival better, or whatever. Whatever it may be. And, I don't know. They charge the nonprofits as well, I believe. I think the nonprofits have to pay the $40. I don't think anybody taxes them or anybody exempt from the $40. Because it didn't say that on the website either. So if you're like a 501c3 or whatever, you still got to pay that $40. As far as I know, it did not say exempt, charity, people, whatever. I don't know for sure.
I think that's right, and I think part of what has made this a big story this year is because the Shriners, as I understand it, and I haven't done the research on this, but the Shriners, who have always been in the parade, got told that they had to pay $40, and they got kind of upset, and they went to Facebook, and they posted that they would not be in the parade because of the $40. Now, couldn't that have been handled at the Popcorn Festival level? I guess that's what I'm so confused about. If the Shriners would have went to the Popcorn Festival, or the Popcorn Festival to the Shriners, and they could have sat down and said, okay, this is why we don't want to pay this, couldn't there have been some kind of discussion or happy medium or something? I just don't understand why it's all or nothing and we have to go to Facebook and complain.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, because nowadays people do not want to communicate, and that's part of the problem. It's my way or the highway nowadays, and it shouldn't be that way because people do not like to work things out. Thankfully, we're not adults nowadays. We're children, and people act like children. And when people act like children, nothing gets done. That's part of the mentality that is going on in America today. Because people are all about themselves and, heck with the other person. It's whatever makes me happy is what I want. Because you're right, there is never a happy medium. And that's gone to the wayside. And to me, I think that is wrong. And you cannot fix that, of course. You try. But, it's just out of control is what it is. And, as far as the Shriners go, I mean, they make the parade. I like the little cars when they come down. It'll be very interesting, and I'm going to research this, Scott. And I'm going to find out all the other parades in rural Ohio at how much they charge for admission. Because I think we need to find that out, like different parades that go on throughout Ohio, and see if they actually, what they charge, or if they charge at all. Because if they don't, what are they doing differently? Because a lot of the other places, they serve entertainment, you know. So what are they doing differently that we can't do?
My final note on this is just simply this, and maybe this is what I don't like about the whole situation, is that when you are running an organization and you are telling people up front, as you said, it's going to be $40, and they're obviously telling people when they're calling, this is going to be $40. When you go to Facebook because you don't like what they've done and you trash the popcorn festival for that, or you do it in the newspaper, or you do it wherever you do it, you know you're not really trying to get your case out there. You're trying to hurt the popcorn festival.
Absolutely.
And all these negative stories that are being done and put out there are just being done to hurt the popcorn festival. And I don't understand that, because if you don't want to be in the parade, or you feel you were done wrong, okay, don't be in the parade.
Right. Don't pay the $40. Don't be in the parade. And eventually, the Hogwarts Festival parade will realize, oh, our numbers are down. What should we do to fix the numbers?
Well, that's the thing, and that's what I don't understand, because if this $40 was really a huge issue and they had nobody who was willing to pay it to get in the parade, then the parade would go downhill. But I don't hear that from the Popcorn Festival, so it sounds like there's just a few people who seem to be upset about this, and they're taking their complaint to other media outlets, and maybe they're doing that because the Popcorn Festival didn't blink and change their mind.
Yeah, that's a possibility, and, you know, and, well, it's very easy to get media involved nowadays, and that's what it is, so easy, because any media outlet will seem like will take any kind of story and run with it, because people don't go around and they don't fact check their information before they, blow their whistle, and that's part of the problem, because you got to start with the, main source. You got to go to the software festival saying, hey, you know, why are you guys raising your prices? There's a reason why you guys are doing this. Well, because, you know, A, number one, my guess is probably get better entertainment, make the popcorn festival better. I mean, why else? It's not like the director's going to, put money in his, want more money in his pocket, I want to say. I think they want to make the popcorn festival better.
Well, and I also think it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to shut down these streets. It's a lot of work to make sure nobody gets hurt. I never hear of stories of people getting hurt. It's a lot of volunteers that have to make sure that things are, you know, trash is taken out, that things stay good downtown. And, you know, that's a big thing. And that money doesn't grow on trees.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So we'll see how it goes, but I hope everybody just has a calms down a little bit, and when the Popcorn Festival starts on Thursday, everybody has a great weekend enjoying all that the Popcorn Festival has been for nearly 40 years now.
Absolutely.
So there we go.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to call in and give my little bit of opinion and go from there.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And on this station, opinions are always welcome, but it's a very interesting topic to discuss. Now, remember, if you are trying to call in and you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call in. Do you have an opinion on anything we're talking about here this morning with the Popcorn Festival? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are back on the air live here, 57 and a half minutes past the hour here in hour number one. We do have a whole another hour to go. We probably will get to trivia in the next hour and a whole lot of other great things, but the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. And the discussion on the Popcorn Festival is a very interesting one to have, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work by the people in the city. It's a lot of work by the people involved. It's a lot of planning. I mean, just to construct the stage alone, I think about that sometimes. That is a tremendous stage with a lot of great lighting and a lot of great sound. That's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work to make sure that the vendors are all set up in the correct places and everybody's got electricity. I mean, this is a festival that happens on a street. I mean, it does not happen in a private fairground where people can set up things kind of early. This happens right on the street, and lines have to be run where they're normally not run. And, you know, I'm not saying the Popcorn Festival is perfect. No event that I know of is perfect. I hear people complain about all events all across the state of Ohio. But it just seems like this year it seems to be a little more prevalent than it ever has before. And I'm not really sure what has brought that on. Now, if anybody knows, you can let me know. 740-383-9944, because I've never heard in the 38 years the type of things I've heard in the past week, 2 weeks. And again, it's okay to have an opinion. I'm not saying that you can't have an opinion. You can't block people's opinions. But boy, this just seems a little different than things I've seen in the past. Well, we're coming up on the break here, and we'll be back with more on the program, but it's interesting subject so far. Glad to hear we're coming through loud and clear, and the phones are working properly. That's part of the game here. We'll be back after this short but very important break here on WWGH Radio 107.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today. We've been talking about for such a long time.